Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on August 6th, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Campery begins next week, and there's been a lot of talk and misinformation about what that will entail for Gillette residents. To find accurate information about the International Pathfinder Camperee and how it will impact you as a Gillette resident, visit www.informgillette.com or click on the link in the description of this episode. At informgillette.com, you can find an interactive map, a listing of closures, an FAQ, and links to other informational resources. If you or someone you know is looking for a job, you can check out the City of Gillette's job listings by visiting gillettewy.gov/employ. Right now, we're especially looking to hire police officers and dispatchers. So check the link in the description to see what the qualifications are, job descriptions, and pay ranges. Here's what's on the August 6th City Council agenda. There's a street closure being requested for an end-of-summer party on August 24th on Easy Street. If you don't know where Easy Street is, it's the one next to Sonic, who also requested the street closure. We've got a couple of professional services agreements on the agenda. One is for the third-party plan review, and the other is for construction management for the wastewater treatment plant headworks replacement project. These professional services agreements are what the city does when they hire someone from outside the city to perform specific work. In these cases, reviewing plans as a third party and overseeing the wastewater headworks project. Council will consider acceptance of public improvements for the Energy Capital Sports Complex Shelter and Beautification Project. Council will also consider the public improvements for the 2024 Gurley Overpass Deck Injection Repairs Project, which is the one that closes the overpass for a week every summer in order to ensure that the bridge is still safe to use. This project is also the only optional 1% sales tax supported project on the agenda this week. There will be a public hearing followed by council consideration of the transfer of one of the retail liquor licenses from Jack's Drive-In Liquors to the new Maverick over on Garner Lake Road. There will be the dissolution of Declaration and Covenants, which is basically a dramatic way of saying that we're getting rid of some agreements the city made with the college in 2002. These covenants, conditions, and restrictions were for the property the tech center is on, and were never used, and the property is being given to the college later this year, hence the dissolution. The word dissolution always makes me think of somebody slowly lowering something into a vat of acid, like the traumatizing dip scene with the cartoon shoe in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I'm almost positive there isn't a vat of acid involved here. Council must also accept the Kroger opioid settlement money. Last year, as part of the lawsuits over the opioid crisis, Kroger agreed to pay out $1.4 billion over the course of 11 years. Of that $1.4 billion, $1.2 billion is going to state and local governments across the 35 states where Kroger does business. At Tuesday's meeting, council will accept the roughly $50,000 portion of that that's coming to the City of Gillette. That's a brief look at the August 6th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.